Okay, and I see a couple of other points on your income statement. I see that salaries seem to be very close to what the budget is, so that was good.
And we have, you know, we have severance payments and in our budget too. So.
Okay. But and then I see. Okay, go ahead.
Well, just on salaries, that's starting off with a pretty depopulated national office for the first 3 months of the fiscal year.
Right.
And it's also without having the executive director or HR director filled.
Right. And
I mean, if you're close to budget with those positions vacant, you're actually in trouble.
Right.
But with
severance
will be, you know, basically we only have outstanding on the severance about 5,000. I have the report here, only about 5,000, I think.
Governor Sharon, 41.
Jamie?
Yes, Alberto.
I want to point out to Brian and to the rest of the membership that when we adopted the national office budget, it came in with, if I remember correctly, a $435,000 deficit.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's a fact.
That's true. It was a huge deficit, which doesn't seem to be there.
Well, now, because again, like you pointed out, because we are a very we have a disseminated whatever your English word is for a small staff at the national office.
Well, Alberto, the thing to keep in mind is that the national office did not show central service revenue from WBAI in that budget or
That's
3 months
right.
of central service revenue from KPFK because they just realistically didn't think they'd get it.
And we're still not getting anything from PAI?
Well, we're still accruing it. The income statement shows accruals. And in order to produce consolidated income statements, you do have to add that money into the budget. In other words, the money going out from the station as accruals have to match what's on the national books.
But like you pointed out, the accrued income is looking good, but the cash flow is not.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't get the national office cash flow.
Okay.
Yeah, it was sent out.
Yeah, he's not on the list, so I have to re-forward it.
Yeah.
But actually, I'm having trouble. If somebody else could do that to Campbell, that would be excellent.
I'm not sure if I have Campbell's email address. But anyway, if someone else can do it, that would be great.
Another issue on this one, here's something we can be proud of. Board meeting and travel, where the actual is $11,725 and the budget is $70,000. So we're...
Bravo.
Yes, Grace.
Bravo.
$58,000 variance.
Very good.
Yes, Grace.
What is that? Say that again.
We have a very positive variance in the area of board meeting and travel. The budgeted amount for this period is $70,000. The actual is $12,000. So we're $58,000 in the right direction.
Yes, Grace.
That's good.
Yes.
You're welcome.
And then I don't know if there's any other high points here.
Seems a lot better. Mr. Chair, a question?
Yeah, go ahead,
Susan. I'm just curious about, it seems that three stations are way behind in their central service fees.
Three?
WPFT, WBAI, WPFW, am I reading that right?
Yeah, that would be because their listener support is lower than budgeted, so the central service fees.
Oh, it's the percent. Okay,
yeah.
I get
it's
it.
It's clear. It's simply a reflection of listener support.
Brian here?
Yeah, go ahead, Brian.
So I just want to clarify. The cash flow shows about $113,000 in back legal fees.
That's your little summary, right?
Yeah, it's a useful summary. About $300,000 still owed on the line of credit. My question was, do you still owe, on a cash basis, do you still owe CPD disbursements to any of the stations?
I'll check on that. This is all part of your question earlier, and I'll just check on what the numbers are. I'll look at the, because Lynn does a account analysis on this monthly. So I'll just check it, and I'll get back with you.
Okay.
Can I make a brief comment about that?
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay.
CPB funding dispersal is going to be withheld until we get full reports as per an August 2008 P&B resolution regarding CAB compliance.
Regarding what?
Community Advisory Board.
Board compliance. Mm. So, Campbell, I hope you take that back to your station because I'll email the motion to all of you and my directive to the general manager.
So, what are you gonna? I mean, what do you need from the stations, and who don't you have it from?
Organize it.
No, I really don't have it from anybody yet in the form that was requested by the PNB.
Beg your pardon?
I don't have it from. I know for sure the WBAI is in compliance because I was at the station the other night when they actually had a CAB meeting, and I know it was. But in terms of the actual compliance, which is supposed to have been sent to LeVarne and to myself before dispersal of CPB funds was sent to the stations, I'll send you the directive that I sent to all the GMs. So that includes, at the end of it, the P&B resolution of August 2008.
Okay. You're going to send that to me also?
I'll send that to you and to everyone else in the community.
Okay.
What's the NFC email address?
NetFinanceCom@yahoogroups.com.
Okay.
You realize if you withhold it past the end of the fiscal year, you have to give it back to the CPB.
Yeah, you.
Well, we would hope that, you know, that incentive would cause the stations.
Yeah, you forfeit.
Send your
grant.
The documentation to myself and to LeVarne of the holding quarterly community advisory board meeting. That would be the intention, not to withhold the funds, but to make sure that the compliance stuff. The compliance is documented
mm-hmm.
and on file at the national office.
If you send out a written policy on this, that's what you're going to do, withhold the money so that it has to go back to CPB if they don't comply?
That's the exact wording of the motion. It was a 2008 P&B.
No, but Sherry's question is, has that been communicated to the station managers?
Oh, absolutely. I'll send you that directive right now.
And so
verbally and in writing.
Okay, so your intention is to hold it and send the money back, correct?
No.
No, my intention is
hold it and inspire people to provide the report.
Campbell,
yeah, let Grace
Campbell, would you let Grace answer?
Okay. See, I would assume that every station is holding community advisory board meetings. I would just like to have request compliance with the P&B resolution of August 2008.
So that wasn't my question.
Okay, well, I'm answering your question to the extent...
You're not answering my question.
Okay, so what is your question?
Is it your intention to send the money back?
Can we get back to, like, you know...
Could you answer my question, please?
Okay, well, Grace, take one more shot, and then we'll move on.
Okay. You know what? I am going to forward to you my exact communication, and you can read it, and it will answer your question or it won't.
Let's move on, man. Come on, Jamie.
Okay, Alberto. Okay. So that's national office. Is there any more issues with the national office?
Well, I'm worried about the cash flows at the national office. I guess you're rounding this all up for a report to the PNB, right, Jamie?
No. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to grab the high points here.
You know, with the money accruing but not coming in from WBAI, and with the outstanding liabilities, the back legal bills, the line of credit, the fact that the national office has to float benefits payments until it gets reimbursed from the stations, and the fact that it also has an internal liability, in other words, it has to pay out the CPB money it hasn't paid yet or give it back. Either way, it has to go out of its accounts by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned we make sure that the national office is going to have enough dollars to cover itself.
Okay.
So right now it looks like it does for the next month, which is great, but I'd love to see at some point the cash flow play out through at least the end of the year.
the plan again is to, and I've talked with a number of people, and you know, it's like every time I give out this information, it comes back to me like, well, why haven't you done it after giving the information? Is that we are planning to do another mail drive. I mean, we're going to do that. And we're getting some ideas from people related and tying in the 60th anniversary. So, you know, if anyone else has any ideas or information on this, please send it to us, because that's what the plan. The plan is to do another mail drive. But the primary way we are funded is through central services. So when listener support actually meets budget, then we'll be in a much healthier position.
Okay. Right. I guess the point is that the income statement is probably, you know, not a great, it's not the best reflection of the actual health, financial health of the national office.
Why not?
Well, it makes it look better than it is, because you don't get, you know, you don't get a lot of the listener support that you're supposed to.
The central services.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, central services.
So why would the income statement make it look better than what it is?
Because it shows that as income, but actually you don't get it because
you're accruing it.
I see your point, but still,
No, it's nothing against the income statement.
No, I hear what you're saying, Lance. That again, I asked Anthony Riddle for a repayment plan on central services too. But, you know, what I really need him to do is to take care of the bill backs, which is about $100,000. And
right.
if we can get WBAI, which I think the whole trip there last week and looking at the analysis and things that need to be taken care of, I think that's a big step forward to actually being able to bring some level of stability to BAI if those actions are taken.
Okay, well, why don't we quickly move on to the Pacifica Radio Archives in the few remaining minutes that we have. I would actually like to get to Susan's discussion if there's any time or interest. But anyway, so the next tab is Pacifica Radio Archives.
Right.
Which shows, let's see, their bottom line is they show actual surplus as of 24,000, budgeted surplus is supposed to be 17,000, so they're $7,000 ahead of the game, ahead of the budget.
What cell is this?
This is, I'm on row, Pacifica Radio Archives, the very last row, 112. It's interesting, They don't have a line for central service from WBAI in income. That's interesting.
Well, that's because
or KPFK.
Well, they don't get money from KPFK. Gives them space, right? Is that the deal?
Right.
I thought that was only a partial offset.
Oh, I see.
KPFK gets one percentage point off their central services, but the normal allotment to the archives is 2.5.
Well, also, KPFK had, in terms of central services owed to the national office, they were also in arrears. So I wasn't here when the plan was done, but apparently BAI and KPFK, who owed central services to the national office, it's not in the plan. So when KPFK is actually paying back on the central services and national office, you know, I reviewed the cash flow and with Brian and with Mariana today. So we're looking at actually we will have to fund the radio archives. Look at the cash flow with these.
Yeah, I never understood that, and I know you didn't set it up that way, Laverne. But it seems like since we're doing accruals, even if the cash isn't coming in, it should be accruing to the archives budget.
Oh, you mean for BAI and NK?
Yeah.
Well, I know I didn't do the plan, but it's apparent that BAI and NK were both like in arrears to the National Office on Central Services. And
absolutely, but I'm just thinking in terms of accounting practice. Like, your national income statement shows central services accrued from those stations, even when the cash isn't coming in the door.
Right.
Shouldn't the archive be doing the same thing?
Well, a budget also tries to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was probably a realistic look at it. Like I said, I wasn't here doing the planning, but that's...
I'm not talking about the budget numbers. I'm talking about the actual numbers. Shouldn't there be accruals from those two units?
Yeah, no, why would they accrue? No, your central...
Well, if you don't have it in the budget, how can you accrue it?
Your central services is a check that's sent to the national office, and the national office would apply it to, if it was going to the archives, they would just apply it to the archives or send it to the archives. So, again, a budget is actually a document that try to look at the reality of the situation. So there would not be an accrual on cash.
No, I understand that budgets are cash, but I'm saying your income statements are accrual. On your income statement, your central services represent an invoice, not a check.
Right.
On your income statement, central services just represents a calculation based on your listener support. So whether when you get to your cash, whether our balance sheet, whether you're going to pass that cash to the national office, it depends on what your expenses are because you cannot go into a negative cash position.
Right. So if foundation policy is still that every station pays 2.5% of their 20% central services to the archive, and KPFK pays 1.5%.
But again, your budget is also tries to look at what's going to happen versus, you know, what you're saying that this should happen. BAI was not going to contribute central services unless we could get some through the national office, and then national office will actually help our archives because it's part of the national office. So, you know, it appears to me, if I was to look at this plan, I'd say, okay, these people looked at realistically, both KPFK and WBAI had owed central services to the national office. So in terms of, like, saying they were going to, like, if they would be able to, like, actually send a check to these to the archives, you know, did not look like a realistic thing to do, and so it wasn't done. I mean, that's the way I would look at it.
No, I get it. I'm not actually talking about the budget. I'm talking about the income statement, the profit and loss statement.
The budget is your P&L. That's your between your P&L, your actual. Your P&L shows your actual expenses.
Uh huh.
Your revenue, and you do accrue expenses that are due. Like you should be accruing rent. If you get an invoice, you should accrue the rent. You should accrue it. But with central services, that's a whole different thing that's almost unique to Pacifica. And again, it should be realistic.
Jamie?
Yes. Actually, this is a question I have as well. It seems that if you're accruing central service fees from BAI at national office, they should certainly be accrued here.
You're not accruing them.
Jamie?
Sorry. Yeah. Wait a minute. Absolutely. Why they should be accrued to... I don't know. I mean, you guys did the budget. Weren't you on the finance committee, Jamie?
Jamie?
I was on the committee. Alberto, I'll get to you one second. Also, it raises questions. I mean, KPFK, as far as we know, is paying central services. And there should be some income showing up here. So you wonder
Like the central services that are paid into, like it's, if we look at the cash flow for Pacifica Radio Archives, there will, although they show a positive cash flow, but it also shows that they will need to get funding from national office in order to generate this positive cash flow. So what we will have to do is to look at the central services and actually allocate part of it to the archives.
Jamie?
Okay, Alberto?
You cannot, again... And this is a point of discussion and clarification. And I'm sorry, I understand what Brian is saying, and I understand what you are saying, and I know what Laverne is trying to explain. However, you cannot have income within the organization. It can only be called transfers. And I know what you're saying, Brian, that you would like to see income going to the archives, but you cannot call it income if from one section, one part of the organization is transferring money to another part.
Yeah.
It cannot be called income. It's just a transfer. And if you start doing that, calling, if KPFT sends $8,000 that came in through listener support to the national office, and the national office is given 2.5% to the archives, you can't call it income for us, income for the national office, and income for the archives. It becomes fund transfers. And it's a delicate situation, and I understand what we're trying to do here, but it cannot be resolved by just thinking about income and expense and P&Ls, because it only is counted as an income once when the donor gives it to KPFT, and we cannot call it income when we send it to the national office, and the archives cannot call it income when the national office gives it its 2.5%. So it is an accounting situation, an accounting question, and that's all I have to say about it.
Very good. And it's called double counting revenue. And in the
yes.
future, and for the next budget, you will not see that line near revenue. That will be totally taken out. That is like, and you know,
it becomes transfers.
Exactly, precisely. It's called double counting revenue, which Xerox Corporation got in a little trouble for.
Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah, very good.
Okay, so are there any other issues about Pacifica Radio Archives and their behavior? Okay, so now it's 5 of 11.
Oh my God.
I guess we should get off the call. I was hoping to get to Sherry.
Thank you. Can we adjourn?
Yeah, I would love
Thank
to adjourn. So we have a motion to adjourn. Is there any
second?
I would move to adjourn with. I would amend that by saying, "And meet next on call of the chair."
And meet next on call of the chair, sir. Sounds good.
I'm sorry. Okay. A moment of confusion. Did we have an executive session scheduled?
No.
Or?
No.
No.
Oh, good. Thank God. Okay.
Brian,
isn't
an emergency emergency task force meeting scheduled anytime?
No, probably not till after the PNB.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll
Brian,
hear from you next about our next meeting. Okay.
Catch you later,
yes.
guys.
Thank
okay.
You.
Thanks a lot for a productive meeting, everyone.
Okay.
Hey, Jamie.
And thank you, LaVon, for the document.
Oh, absolutely.